someone who came from another country.
Right. Now, you mentioned yesterday, I talked to your husband, you were talking about something about flatland.
Oh, he's a flatland farmer, yes.
Yeah. Now, did you talk, what about this?
He came from Mississippi, the flatland, and therefore he's alien to our mountains.
So a flatland farmer would be anyone outside of...
Outside the mountains.
Yeah.
Of course, it's used as a fun term.
Sure. Well, a friend of mine at the University of Minnesota, who was from Chattanooga, used to talk about flatland farmers and say that they used to go up when they were in high school and they'd drive around these mountains, the mountains very fast, and the flatland farmers would be going so they're so frightened. But I think that's a better way to drive. A master of ceremonies might say, ladies and
gentlemen.
Now, under what circumstances would you use the word gentleman?
When I enter a room, like when we have a dinner party and I take the ladies to the parlor and then we come back in, I say, greetings, gentlemen, keep your seat or something.
But would
like
you
that.
Use the term gentleman in any other sense? Would you use the
term? He is a gentleman, yes.
But would you use the term gentleman for, if you say, there's a gentleman at the door, for example. Would that...
I doubt it. Rose might. If she came in and said, there's a gentleman at the door to see you.
I see. The mother of Jesus was...
Mary.
And her sister was...
Sarah? Martha?
I wanted both of those.
Well, Martha, good, you got them.
Yeah, Martha's right, but Sarah, when they had, that Sarah's kind of hard to get. I sometimes have to try with Sally. That works. In the song Wait Till the Sun Shines,
Nelly,
and a boy named Bill, his real name is
William,
and when he's a small boy they might call him
Billy.
Okay. And the first book of the New Testament is
Matthew,
and a woman school teacher might be called
Mrs. So-and-so.
I mean, any kind of a term that would be a distinction to distinguish a woman teacher, school ma'am, school miss, school marm.
School marm, I guess. All
right. And talking about, say this teacher's name was Cooper, and she's married, you'd call her
Mrs. Cooper.
All right. Now, would you ever say that rapidly and just say Ms.?
Ms. Cooper.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you're not careful, you will.
And still, she would.
She would understand that it was Mrs. Cooper.
Okay. And now go back to that you apparently don't like that nickname for William. So we just pronounce it without the pejorative intonation.
Billy.
Yeah. An untrained part-time minister, what would he be, might be called?
A lay preacher.
All right. Have you ever heard it called anything else? They sometimes use this for the term for a carpenter or a lawyer.
Oh, a Jake lay preacher.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that for a preacher, huh?
What have you heard? You haven't heard it for a...
For a preacher. I know of Jake lay lawyers.
Uh-huh. You've never heard it for a preacher, though?
Uh-uh.
No, more common with preachers than
right?
Lawyer, but it's the same thing. Or they talk about jack-leg carpenters, or your electrician, I suppose. Not necessarily, but what does jack-leg mean? A jack-leg lawyer?
An upstart, untrained.
It would be someone without formal
yes,
education.
Except you can't have that anymore because you have bar regulations.
Mm-hmm. Now, if I introduce you to two people, a man and a woman, and I said, now this man, he is my uncle, and you'd say then that the woman, she is.
Your aunt.
Yeah. And the President Kennedy's first name was?
John.
And the highest rank in the Army is a, say the man's name is Jackson or something.
General. Five-star general.
Yeah. And use the last name. And say,
General Jackson.
All right, and the rank below a brigadier general is a...
Is a major general.
All right, no. You know, going down from the out of the general rank.
Colonel.
All right, and using it with, let's say his name is Brown.
Colonel Brown.
All right, and a rank down in the
Major Jones.